Earlier this week, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey met with 11 of our state's 15 county sheriffs to talk about the governor's draft federal legislative plan. Now, this is not state legislation. This is federal legislation. He wants to deal with the border. And every one of those sheriffs who were there supports what he's trying to do. Ducey and the sheriffs met at the state capitol to discuss the governor's draft legislation intended for Democratic U.S. Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema and the state's representatives in the U.S. House, so members of Congress there to introduce. It calls for more resources at the border, stricter criminal penalties for offenders, the resumption of the construction of the wall, and as Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb put it in a press release, it's not just an Arizona problem, it's an America problem. One of the sheriffs who was not there, but this, you should not construe that to mean that he doesn't support federal legislation to help secure the border, was Sheriff Paul Penzone of Maricopa County, the sheriff of the largest county in Arizona and the fourth most populous county in the entire United States. He'll be joining us a little after 7 this morning to talk about where he stands on federal legislation and what the feds can be doing differently to deal with what's going on at the border. Now, there is a group of Republican state lawmakers and two former Trump administration officials who are saying Governor Ducey can do something now at the state level as the commander in chief of the Arizona National Guard. They want him to use war powers to repel what they are calling an invasion of migrants at the southern border. It's an interpretation of the Constitution to have the National Guard or state police forcibly send migrants to Mexico without regard to immigration laws and law enforcement procedures. They would operate instead as sort of a military force repelling a foreign invasion. Ken Cuccinelli, who was the former acting deputy secretary of Homeland Security, and also was he was the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, says Ducey can invoke war powers.
When states are actually invaded, they may, and I'm going to go ahead and say the hard part here, use war powers.
Hmm. Interesting. A lot of people are saying, yeah, that's not really an army that's crossing the border. I would suggest, though, it is paramilitary that is approaching the border, the human smugglers. You could definitely make an argument that way, certainly.
Especially since many of them are armed and in military gear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And you know, this week we've been saying that numbers show it was the deadliest year on the U.S. border for migrants. And a lot of people using that information to say, and I think in some cases rightly so, that, you know, having this wide open border, which a lot of people would say we have, is not safe for migrants either. Well, the group known as Humane Borders, they're a Tucson-based nonprofit that tries to keep track of people who have died in the desert, just released their figures earlier this week, and they say the remains of 226 people were found last year near Arizona's border with Mexico, and that the number of suspected migrant deaths in Arizona's borderlands was little changed from the year prior. And that's because in 2020, their map showed 223 migrants were found in the Arizona borderlands area. So we went from 223 to 226 from one year to the next. But to me, in some ways, by saying, well, okay, so it's not more deadly, but saying, you know, 500 people dying in the desert, you know, over the course of 2 years. I know they're not saying this, but it feels like people are saying it's not a big deal because the numbers aren't really up that much. I mean, it's so sad. And as you know, Jamie, you know, lifelong Arizona resident, you
right.
know, the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office has to bring in refrigerated trailers.
Yes.
You know, to deal with all the bodies.
To keep up with the bodies.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
On top of COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. So just you've got just, yeah, unbelievable numbers right now. All right. We'll have more on this throughout the morning. And once again, Sheriff Penzone will be joining us a little after 7, around 7:10 this morning to talk about this federal border legislation that the governor is pushing.